I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hey, dude. So, I'm from the richest family in Ballintemple, measured by the number of times I use a bank draft to buy a pair of designer sunglasses. Myself and my man, Brian with a Y, are due to fly out to Mallorca this weekend. We booked the row behind us and in front of us as well, so we don't have to sit near people who pronounce it Majorca. There'll be none of them at the resort for sure. It's so exclusive, you can't pronounce it unless you went to private school. There's just one problem. I've a touch of COVID. It's a really chilled strain of COVID, just to be clear. I feel a bit lightheaded, but in an enjoyable kind of way. I told Brian with a Y and he was like, dude, stay in Cork if you like. That's just more trust fund babes in the queue for Brian with a Y. So like, no, you feeling me? I haven't spent the last 2 years cooped up in Ireland with training mechanics from Athlone, just so Brian with a Y can get a clear run at some of the most thoughtful hot babes in Europe. I'm here going, Ed, you belong in Mallorca, dude, surrounded by people who've never had to make their own lunch. Just get on the plane and say nothing. Can you see anything wrong with that? Ed, Ballintemple.
Sorry, I can't deal with this. I still get itchy when I think about catching something of someone in Mallorca.
Come here, what's the story? We're getting a separate weather forecast for Cork on RTE. Like, it's bad enough we've to watch the backward lang balls from Limerick and Kerry enjoying Croke Park on successive Sundays. But then they make us watch the rest of the country enjoying a heat wave while we're down here with a lily liver 23 degrees. I was watching the news with Budgie during the week and it was all these gobs in Dublin with 99s melting out of the coin and down over the hands. Budgie was shouting, you need to eat it faster than that, ye gormies, which I felt was missing the point. I says, Budgie, this is anti-cock propaganda from RTE goading us for our half-arsed heatwave down south while they are total Bahamas up in Dublin. Come on, like, we pays our TV licence as well, like. He says, what's the TV licence? So I give up then, like. But I've a point there, don't I? Can you ring RTE down and ask him to give Cork its own weather forecast? Don't you, Dorney? Blackpool?
RTE is a bit Dublin-centric, in fairness. I rang them there and this young one with a South County Dublin accent answered the phone. I said, why don't you have a weather forecast for Cork? She said, I totally think it's not even in Ireland, babes, but I'll check with my boss, who's like also my brother.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. It's summer festival time here again in North Cork, and no, I wouldn't advise anyone to make a day out of it at Queen of the Silage in Knocknagree. But there is one blasted festival that exists to mock the good women of North Cork, and that is a beauty festival in Skerta Glen called Skirt for Skirt. The awkward truth for people like myself is that most of the slack-jawed men up here are foolish for the women of Skerta Glen. Never mind, that said, women have a prenup to make sure that any children will play for Kerry instead of Cork. The only men available in North Cork are the ones who fail to find a wife in Skerta Glen. Well, bad says to that anyway, I said to Bernard the other night, it's time we held a beauty contest in the town to advertise our wares. Things can move quickly when Bernard is on the old Apparel Spritz, and by God, isn't there a beauty festival on the cards for downtown Bala Desmond this coming Sunday? Before the match, what do you think we should call it? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
I rang my friend, straight talking Sandra, and said, give me a word to describe a beauty festival in North Cork. She said, brief.
It's getting vicious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners whose kids jump off the poshest piers in Cork. Fifi underscore 200 quid Birkenstock started it all with an Instagram post of her kids jumping off a pier in Ballycotton, East Cork. We all said to her one after the other, and the last I heard, she's moving to Bishopstown in total disgrace. Shiv underscore amazing cheekbones said that she knows this amazing place just before Skull totes off the grid. You go down there and it's wall-to-wall Cork royalty. Range Rovers up the yazoo. We're all begging her for the address, but she's like, back off, biatches. I'm hardly going to hand over the hottest spot in Cork to a fellow Douglas Road stunner. I know you're only from Ballinlough, Audrey, but surely you must know someone who knows someone. I really have to find that pier. Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin and asked would Cork royalty mind if a Douglas type turned up. They're pure. She said not at all. They're always looking for someone to look after their kids.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.